This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We all know the expression, I feel like a fish out of water. Well, that's how a popular public radio host says he felt when he agreed to make a television show out of his radio program. The show is This American Life, the host, Ira Glass. NPR's Lynn Neary caught up with him recently as he and his crew were entering the final weeks of production on the TV series.
There's a certain simplicity to the art of radio. At its heart, it's all about storytelling. And This American Life is a radio show that revels in storytelling. Quirky stories, sad stories, scary stories.
Nothing looked like it had changed over the winter. And just like the first time, I had this acute feeling of being watched as we moved from room to room, touching things, opening up drawers, climbing up into the attic. David felt it too.
All their personal belongings were right there. So they felt
This American Life seems like a radio program so wedded to the medium of radio that when Showtime Cable Network first approached Ira Glass about turning it into a TV show, he couldn't imagine it.
I mean, we basically said no to them for a year and a half, and we kept saying, like, we have no idea of, like, how to make the images for this or how to be filmmakers, and you would have to hook us up with people who could design something that would have a feeling that would get across the feeling of the radio show, but we have no idea what that is. Like, we need people who are experts at making images to come in and provide that part.
They found those experts in cinematographer Adam Beckman and director Chris Wilcha. Sometimes Beckman and Wilcha have to tell people steeped in radio that their ideas just won't work on television. Other times, they take the ideas and turn them into compelling visual images.
Chris, I'll be ready in probably 10 minutes. Is that okay?
One recent Sunday, they all assembled in a Brooklyn lab to shoot an interview with a scientist about the research he's been doing on memory in rats. Before the interview could begin, Beckman and the film crew had to set up the shot, creating a backdrop for the conversation, making sure the lighting was just perfect.
Yeah, Ronnie, I'm going to need more, a little more blue and some plus green.
This story, dealing with erasing memory in rats, caught the staff's attention when they heard that real people had called the researchers because they wanted their own bad memories erased. A fascinating idea, but Wilcha was struggling with the visuals. So while Beckman and his crew worked, Wilcha pulled Glass aside to pitch an idea.
Adam and I were sort of getting stuck on the notion of just filming the rats kind of running around in circles, and the rats are kind of... And the rats have these circuit board things growing out of their heads, and it's all a little creepy.
That seems good, though. Isn't creepy
like
good?
We're going to shoot the rats. We're going to absolutely shoot the rats. But our second idea was that we would actually have actors in rat costumes be the rats. Mm-hmm. So in other words, we're going to shoot the rats. Don't get nervous. You've got that suspicious look.
I'm not nervous. It just could be
it's
so...
It's not the first time Glass has been a bit taken aback by one of Wilcha's ideas. Take the desk, for example. They'd been trying to figure out Glass's role as host. Would he just be an off-camera voice? And if not, would he do stand-ups on location? Or would he appear on a set?
And we were talking about what's the first thing you get when you get a TV show? You get a desk, and you're the host. So we were like, we give him a desk.
And then like Chris comes to me, he's like, what do you get? You get a desk. He's like, Leno's got a desk. Letterman's got a desk. Jon Stewart's got a desk. We're going to get you a desk.
You need a desk. However, what if your desk appeared out in the landscape, like on an abandoned freeway in Los Angeles, on the salt flats in Utah, somewhere in the woods, and that you would never make mention of it, you would never sort of point to it.
In the end, the human rats didn't work out, but the desk was a keeper. A sleek Art Deco desk made of shiny red wood. Ira sits behind it and introduces the show and the stories, staring at the audience through his big black-framed glasses. In one shot, the desk and Ira sit in the middle of the salt flats, looking like an inconsequential speck in a vast moonscape.
So many things happened as a result of this painting that we're going to devote our entire program to this story. Nancy Updike tells what happens.
I love the wide and I love the medium. Want to see if we want to just look at that wide and see if it could start with the beginning of the piece?
Yeah.
Okay.
During an editing session, Glass, Wilcha, and editor Tom Watson watched different versions of Iris sitting at the desk on the salt flats.
These performances all feel very loose. Tom, did you...
Most of them were very formal and kind of classical, and you were the most on point in these takes than in any of the other rap variations. So I took the loosest ones.
So I love this wide and this medium.
Glass says getting used to the performance aspect of his job was one of the more painful parts of the experience.
I don't see any positive aspect to being on camera. You know what I mean? Like, I'm 47 years old. I lost 30 pounds to do it. You know, I don't like looking at myself. There's nothing, you know what I mean? Like, no one after a certain age wants to see themselves on television. There's just no upside.
But for all the complications of television, producer Nancy Updike says there have also been moments of unexpected pleasure. A longtime radio producer, Updike wasn't sure This American Life would translate to a visual medium. Then she saw the pilot.
You know how in movies and books, when somebody tries to bring back a loved one from the dead, that never comes out well. The story is about people who wanted to do it anyway. And they wanted to do it with a bull, whose name was Chance.
He was just like a big bundle of loving.
Updike says she was surprised they had managed to transfer the feel of the radio show to television. And the images of the bull provided a pleasure that radio could not.
They're almost glamour shots of the bull, different parts of him, and he's partially in shadow, and it's just breathtaking. And it's a bull, and it's a moment that you can't have on a radio show, just a moment of pure visual reverie.
Glass gives credit to the cinematography of Adam Beckman and the direction of Chris Wilcha for capturing the essence of the radio show in visual terms. Wilcha says he was a fan of the radio show and was keenly aware of how highly crafted it is.
Everything was very deliberate. All the choices were very deliberate. It didn't have that sort of open-ended verite feeling. There was always like, we are going to put music here. We are going to highlight this moment. We are going, you know, and the writing had such a sort of sense of craft to it. And I felt like that we needed to sort of be on our craft game in the same way. And I think that in the shooting, we were like, we want a real pure photography, a beauty in the way the things are photographed. Like, that was really important.
In a way, I remember you and Adam talking about how the radio show is much more talky than a TV show normally is. And so, like, what do the images need to be so that you can actually listen to people and listen to the writing and just have a sense of, like, a moment of stillness so you can take in the feeling of something and not be so frenetic? And I think that was part of it, that this, yeah. that the images would be, like, shot widescreen so they'd be really beautiful, but also, like, you know, on a tripod, totally still. People would walk in and out of the frame, and there would be just moments where it would just be stuff to look at.
It's taken a lot more time and money and people to create 6 half-hours of TV than it would have been to do the same for radio. But in the end, Glass says, it's been worth it. And now he says he no longer feels clueless about what it takes to make a television show. In fact, these days, he's just as opinionated about what looks good as he is about what sounds good.
Oh, this is... Wait, shot. Go back. That was the umbrella shot that was too long. This one, yeah, that was the one.
The TV version of This American Life premieres in late March on the cable network Showtime.
We've got many different pictures.
Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Jesus, the Pope.